93.5, 95.3 in the new Connect FM. It is 5:30 somewhere. Well, actually, it's 5:30 here.
Right here.
Right here it is. Tanjay Show in Champaign, Urbana, and we welcome on Dave Wishnowski. Dave, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I'm cruising along the Kennedy Expressway here to Crisp. 10 miles an hour right now in Chicago.
That's why I'm glad I live in Champaign-Urbana, Dave.
Traffic's a little worse up here. That's definitely true.
Well, Dave, I read an article the other day. I don't know who wrote it. I think his name was Dave Wishnowski. Oh, wait, that's you. Hey, I read a great article that you had written regarding this Illini basketball program and the fact that in the last few years it's kind of meddled right there in the middle, hasn't had outstanding success. But yet, a lot of factors for that, and not so much Bruce Weber being the main problem, right?
That's absolutely the way I feel about things, Lon. I did write something for CBSChicago.com last week that really went viral and ended up on the homepage of Yahoo.com, which really surprised me.
Big time, Dave.
I know, right? It got a lot of attention last week. I was really amazed, and I was really happy to spark some more talk about the deeper things that have happened with Illinois basketball over the past 5 years since things have kind of taken a slide. I mean, you've had so much has happened. Of course, there was the Eric Gordon saga that really hurt the program and set the program back. But there was more than that, too. It was followed with Jamar Smith right after that, Chester Frazier breaking his hand before the tournament game that would have been probably a win for Illinois. I think they would have beaten Western Kentucky with that game. And I think people just kind of have a short memory with how many things have affected the program and why it's in the current state it's in. They have no juniors right now, and that's direct fallout from Gordon. And there's just a lot of things. I think Weber is just the focal point for too much.
Dave Wishnowski from CBSChicago.com joining us right now, talking a little bit of Illini and why they've been a mediocre program recently. Dave, that's all well, fine, and good, but shouldn't Bruce Weber, isn't he the one to blame? Because he's controlling this program. He's the one that missed out on Eric Gordon and really didn't have the backup guys to go to and recruit.
Well, I think Gordon kind of held the program hostage at the time, and it wasn't so much him not coming to Illinois that hurt the program so badly. It was the way he went about it. If Gordon had decommitted that summer or opened his recruitment back up and allowed Weber the courtesy of recruiting other players, perhaps, I mean, there's been rumors that each one more would have become an Illini. He really could have figured out something. That program was still very hot at that time and really been able to weather that. But the way Gordon did things by waiting for the last possible moment or dumping Illinois really hurt a lot because they weren't able to fill that role at all. And then with Jamar Smith happening, essentially lost two shooting guards who were some level of all-conference caliber right there, and it really hurt. Now, don't get me wrong. It's Bruce's responsibility. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And some of it, without a doubt, is his blame. A lot of things are with his blame. He has let the program slide down. It's got to fall on his head. But it's just more complicated than just one man. I just think people need to think a little more deeply about it.
Good point, Dave. And I agree with the fact on Eric Gordon. I think that's more of the ire for me about Eric Gordon is the fact, yes, he didn't end up coming to Illinois, but it's the fact that he stalled that whole time. And you just wonder, Dave, it makes you wonder, when exactly did he know that he was switching his choice and going to Indiana?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he had to have known far before, you know, Midnight Madness, when he did officially switch and commit to the Hoosiers instead. He had to know well before then. And I don't understand doing it that way. If the kid wanted to go play to Indiana, that's fine. You know, that was going to hurt Illinois and Illinois fans. But just do things the right way and decommit in a proper manner and respect the coach that you did make a promise to and break that promise in a good way if you're going to break it, I suppose.
I guess, Dave, but my thing would be, what about the year before when you missed out on a bunch of recruits and that senior class ended up being Dominique Keller and Richard Sembrow, and then the year later they get Stan Simpson instead of Lewis Jackson and some of those guys that have made an impact? I think there's other years too, maybe not just 2007, that have made an impact.
I would agree. Again, I'm not saying it's not that Bruce doesn't play a role in this because right. His recruiting was not up to snuff back then, and he made an enormous mistake with this senior class, in my opinion. Taking three skinny big men with Cole, Tisdale, and Davis all in the same class. I mean, that was a huge mistake. And then the fact you have no juniors at all after that, there's really no physical maturity in the whole program right now, which is, I think, the main reason why they have so much trouble this year. There are talented guys, but they're all limited in some way in that senior class. And so certainly Bruce made mistakes with recruiting, and I don't think he knew how to recruit at an elite level coming from SIU before he came to Illinois. I think he's corrected that now, but people still need to have a little bit more patience and let that talent that's in the younger classes and coming in mature a bit.
Dave Wishnowsky from CBSChicago.com. It's a great article about Bruce Weber and the Illini program if you get a chance to read it. And, Dave, don't be ditching on my Salukis.
Hey, there's nothing. I've got nothing. They're having their own difficulties.
Yeah, exactly.
Bruce left on there. I know, and Painter. I know, they got everyone in the state. I think every program in the state is having their own difficulties right now.
Well, as you look forward, Dave, it seems as though Bruce has corrected that and does understand now how to do this game, because he's got some kids coming in now in the next few years that should be pretty solid, right?
I would think so, although I still think next year is going to be up and down. I really do, because there's no senior class at all, and it's not so much from a leadership standpoint, but again, I think from a physical maturity standpoint, you have an empty class at the top of your ladder there. You're just not going to have strong guys, and you got to wait for these younger guys to get stronger. So you're losing that. You still don't have a surefire answer at point guard, and you still don't have a surefire starter at center either. Now, that's got to fall on Weber. The clock is ticking on his program, as it has to be, but the program's not going to be a truly healthy one again until the year after, when they're able to have four full classes come through again. So Bruce, I think, has figured out how to recruit. Now he's got to show he can develop these guys again.
Talking with Dave Wishnowsky from CBSChicago.com. And Dave, we're talking a lot of basketball because it's the greatest time of the year, NCAA tournament, Big Ten tournament, all this basketball going on. But it's also spring training. We were at St. Louis Cardinals spring training last week in Jupiter, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there's hardly any Cubs talk right now. Why aren't people talking about the Chicago Cubs?
I think that there's just a lot of apathy up here and about the Cubs right now. There really is. I wrote this week for my blog at CBS Chicago how slow ticket sales are right now. You can still buy tickets for the Cubs-White Sox series. And every series except for the Yankee series when they're coming in July. You can get tickets for, there's Cubs-Cardinals in August. You can buy, as of a Sunday night, you could buy 19, I could have bought 19 bleacher tickets for the Friday game for that series. And that has never happened in the past. I think there's a lot of skepticism about what's going on with Quadi. I think he was not a bad hire, but from a marketing standpoint, certainly people would have been more excited about Ryan Sandberg. And there's just a lot of anger over the past couple seasons, how poor they've been. And then I think the economy certainly has to have something to do with it, too. Ticket prices are not inexpensive up here.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and the Cubs, though, have a lot to offer. I mean, the pitching staff coming back, if Zambrano can figure this thing out and not melt down every year, I mean, he could lead a solid pitching staff. Now you've added Garza. You've got Dempster. I mean, you've got the pieces in place there, don't you, to at least contend for a while this season, if not for the entire season?
I think the Cubs have a great chance to actually surprise this season. I really do, especially with Wainwright going down for the Cardinals. I think that brings them back to the pack. I'm still, as good as the Reds were last year, I'm not sold that they're going to be great. And now Greinke's having health issues with the Brewers, too. The Cubs do. They had a better offseason than I thought, than I ever imagined they would. Picking up Peña, Garza, and getting Kerry Wood back, I didn't expect them to do as well in the offseason as they did. And I do think the pitching staff at the top is strong. They need to fill out those 4 and 5 spots, but a lot of teams do. The bullpen should be a strength. And if some guys are healthy and can produce, I really think the lineup could be solid, too. So I do think the Cubs have a chance to surprise. Seems like they tend to do better when the expectations are less on them, too.
Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. I've been calling the Cubs kind of a sleeper. I expected them to be third, but with what's happening with the Cardinals and everything, I think they can contend. I just think people can't get over that Alfonso Soriano and Aramis Ramirez are counting on those guys in the lineup.
And I would agree, and I kind of feel the same way. I mean, after we've seen guys long enough, you're skeptical about them. I mean, Soriano, all reports that he's having a great spring. We'll see. I mean, he's never going to earn the money that he's making, but if he can have a decent year, that would be great. Aramis, I mean, he really struggled last year, but he still ended up with good numbers. If he can start getting better out of the gate, then I think the Cubs have a chance. They really do have a chance to compete this year. I think they are under the radar, and that might be the best spot for them.
Dave, final Cubs question for me. Kerry Wood, how's that guy? I mean, is he going to be kind of a little cultural hero now this year, now that he's back? And, I mean, how will he be accepted by Cubs fans now?
I think people are thrilled that he's back with the team. After the offseason the Cubs had when, you know, Sandberg wasn't hired, that disappointed a lot of people. You had Ron Santo passed away, and Pinella was gone. You really have no face to the organization right now. The organization is really faceless. I mean, there's ads up here for the Cubs-Yankees series that's it's Derek Jeter on one side and it's Starlin Castro on the other side. Ooh. So that can kind of tell you what the Q factor is with the Cubs players right now. So I think people are really going to be excited when with Wood back there, probably overly excited when he comes into a game. I mean, the guy's just a, you know, a setup guy these days. It's not like he's a starting pitcher any longer. But I think it was a good thing for the team to bring him back and give some of an identity and get fans excited about it.
Dave Wishnowski from CBSChicago.com joining us right now. There's not a lot of buzz about the Cubs, but there's a team called the Bulls right now that are just playing unbelievable. Jerry Reinsdorf comes out today and says, oh, I think we can win four NBA titles. Wow. Do you think they can contend this year, Dave?
I think they can. That's a bold statement saying four, but hey, when your best player is 22 years old, why not? Who knows what could happen in the future? Let's see him win one first, though, before we start talking about two, three, and four. But I absolutely think they can this year. I don't see why not. I think Derrick Rose is, I think you make a strong case he's the best player in the NBA right now. And I wouldn't argue with someone who wanted to make that claim. And that's a hard-working team, play good defense, and they're looking excellent right now. And Rose is just, he's just incredible.
Yeah, Dave, when it comes to the Bulls, it's just, they're so fun to watch because of Rose. But then they just play a style of basketball that I just think a lot of people who are around the game can just really appreciate.
I agree. They play defense. Thibodeau hasn't played in defense, which is kind of a rarity in the NBA in a lot of regards. So they do. They work hard. They hustle, and they do the dirty work under the basket. And then you've got Derek's just such a phenomenal talent to watch on the court. They really are an enjoyable team to watch.
Dave Wishnowski, CBSChicago.com. Go there. Get a chance to read Dave. He does a great job. And, Dave, I'm telling you, you've got, you know, you write this Weber article, it goes national, and now you're sitting in traffic. I think people just need to know who you are. They'll get out of your way.
Maybe I need a bullhorn or something, right? Yeah. My blog was on yahoo.com. Can you give me a little room to get past?
just yell that out the window. I love it. Hey, Dave, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on and enjoy hopefully having you on some more here as the Cubs and Sox get closer and the Bulls.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, all right. Dave.
Dave Wishnowski, Chicago. He's CBSChicago.com is how you find him.
Check out his stuff. He's great, phenomenal writer, and a U of I grad.
Right. A great article, too. I mean that. I mean, this article that he wrote with Weber is a great article, and you decide if you agree with him or not. He brings up a lot of good points about it. So, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.